Morning on the Mini Fake News Guide. This is our update on Coyote Watch. Kelly got posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, as early as the 13th, sporting her apparent Irish roots. She posted, New Hampshire's good luck charm is our commitment to low taxes, fiscal responsibility, and protecting individual liberties. As governor, I'll protect our New Hampshire advantage and preserve our live free or die way of life. And hashtag NHPolitics, hashtag NHGov, hashtag LFOD. Also known as Live Free or Self-Delete. The New Hampshire Advantage, she posted in a form of a graphic because now she might be the first chyron of the state of New Hampshire, focusing more on snappy graphics, much like how President Obama was reliant on the teleprompter. Kind of get that point there. The New Hampshire Advantage in the graphic, bullet one, lower taxes, second one, fiscal responsibility, and the other, third, liberty for all. So again, if you can fit a certain amount of characters, this is how she might get in. Just keep things simple and dumb. Because simple people are not really that good in intelligence. Aya has also posted in honor of St. Patrick's Day. This was, again, a few days later. I am sharing why I feel lucky to be in New Hampshire. I feel lucky because New Hampshire has the best law enforcement officers in America. And there is a picture. This is a tweet or post with pictures of various officers from a town that I cannot identify. Well, maybe I can if I look closer here. Colebrook Police. And someone did post on X, formerly known as Twitter, saying, are they supposed to be appearing in uniform in a political ad? Another comment, Free Staters. She posed them at a community event last summer. Oh, sorry, this was another event. She posed them at a community event last summer like any resident could. Could use it as a promo. The police have done nothing wrong. Back the bull until it happens to you, huh? Right? And also, a guy known as the Weekly Zoo had commented in his picture. They lie, they libel, they target people who aren't typical or worse, even quote-unquote native, if you know what I mean. Street cops are low-rent professionals. You should correct your poses genetically and culturally, lucky, but I thought you were friendly anyways. Nice one. And on the 13th, Stephen's lucky date. Yeah, that is your lucky number, right? Yep. And Stephen will be playing that momentarily. She had joined Jack Heath on the what was formerly known as NH1 News. Believe it or not, the Pulse of New Hampshire was a rebrand of the high TV-centric digital news operation from Bill Binney. And it kind of they got out of the TV operation 7 years ago. And 8 years ago, and they have shut down, and now the whole NH1 operation, including the digital side, was shut down. And what did they replace it with? Just small market, wholesome little market radio, and yeah, it's low rent shit. if you ask me. That's my eat the press rant for the day. But Coyote couldn't help herself but to say, I was glad to join Jack this morning to discuss the endorsement from the New Hampshire Commercial Fishermen's Association. Continue. More places that are endorsing politicians explicitly, and this is the first time I've ever seen it to this extent in New Hampshire, given it, you know, almost $3 million that's gone in our campaign. As governor, I'll ensure our hardworking fishermen are always represented in Concord. Meanwhile, Kelly has gotten some haters from, like I said, from the Free Staters. There was apparently a Liberty conference recently, and they were really mad that she didn't show up. Again, the Chiron of New Hampshire had also been using some flashy and fancy graphics to attack her opponents, and Coyote is calling her opponent, Joyce Craig, as Sanctuary Craig, because she's, you know, allegedly endorses the sanctuary state system for the illegals, because Kelly does not like illegals. So yeah, there's more on Kelly. She apparently did a leading up to St. Patrick's Day, I'm sharing a few reasons why we're lucky. Who's we? To live in New Hampshire. There's nothing like a day at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway in London. We're lucky to have at NASCAR right here in New Hampshire. Oh, careful about that. That might go away. But notice how this little cunt really doesn't seem to look at not supporting the Boston teams. It's got to be all in New Hampshire, right? That's my editorial on that. This woman just really is all purist New Hampshire. You know, you can't endorse anything else outside New Hampshire because then you're not a purist. This is very childish. This is very 1970s. And Seaman will continue to talk about Kelly and Jack Heath, who's apparently was a TV reporter back in in Boston and Maine, apparently. Before he became the ND and the vice president of news at the old Niner on Commercial Street. But I don't think he was on a commercial. Well, where was he at that time? He might have been on Philip Coates Street, but it's off Commercial Street. But who's counting? All right, this is the Coyote Watch. This is the Million Finger News Guy. We're going to send you right back to the Weekly Zoo.